workbook should be given there, not workbook.
Workbook should be taken, handbook should be given. Not the handbook. So those of you who has not got it, they'll get next week because Xerox was not ready.
Or
khatam, sir, khatam. All workbooks are
what?
Khatam, khatam. So those who have not got it, they will get it next week. They'll get it next week. Nothing. Sir, khatam. Oh, workbook. Ek mera. Handbooks. Okay, two.
Same.
Hand, one is handbook, other is workbook. Workbook, you got to take one. Last copy. Okay, so how many we have recited till now? How many is, eighth one. What is eighth? Name of the eighth chapter. Taraka Brahma Yoga. Or ninth one. Raja Vidya Praja Guhya Yoga. 10th one, Vibhuti Yoga. 11th, 12th, 13th. Name of the 13th chapter. Kshetra Kshetrajna Vibhaga Yoga. Kshetra Kshetrajna Vibhaga Yoga. 14th. Gunatraya Vibhaga Yoga. 15. 16. Daivasura Sampada Vibhaga Yoga. 17. Shraddha Traya Vibhaga Yoga. Division of Faith. 18. Sannyas Yoga. Okay. So what is the essence of the third chapter? The essence of the third chapter is one should work for Krishna. Even though one is liberated, one should work for Krishna. Just because somebody has liberated, that doesn't mean he need not work. Or one need not work, that doesn't mean one will not work. So we have the example of Janaka. So what did Janaka do? He was a liberated soul. But in spite of he being a liberated soul, Janaka was performing all his nitya karma. That is the essence. Now, in the fourth chapter, Krishna starts explaining the knowledge about himself. Like in the first chapter, we have how many sections? Second chapter? Third chapter? Four. So in the fourth chapter, how many sections are there? Five sections we have. So what is the first section in the fourth chapter? It is talking about transcendental knowledge about Krishna. Knowledge about Krishna. Now, in the second chapter also, Krishna speaks about knowledge. How many of you remember what is the meaning of knowledge? Yes. Knowing matter, spirit and controller of both. That is called knowledge. Like in the science, when you go to school, they teach about matter only. So that is not knowledge. Just knowledge about matter is not knowledge. How the matter is controlled by Krishna. How the living entity is within matter and struggling. We are all engrossed in matter and we are experiencing so many difficulties. So that is what is actual knowledge. So there is something called knowledge of the car and knowledge about the car. Knowledge of the car means, oh, you know every mechanics out of it, you can fix the engine and all these things, wonderful. But you don't know how to drive. Is there any use of having a car? You are a very good engineer, but you don't know how to drive. So knowledge about the car means what? You know how to drive the car to a particular destination. In spite of you knowing the technology of the whole mechanism of the whole car, if you don't know the purpose for which the car is made, then there is no use of it. So in the same way, there is knowledge of the world, and there is another hand, there is knowledge about the world. So knowledge of the world is actually not called knowledge. Knowledge of the world means, you know, how to exist nicely in this world, you know, how to eat, how to build, how to do all these things. But that is not the purpose. What is the purpose of this world? The purpose of this world is to get out of the world. What is the purpose of joining engineering college? To get out of the college. You may say to know engineering and to win political elections there. All these things are there within the college. If you win the political elections there, you get all the wonderful things you do, you become the class representative, do all wonderful things. But ultimately, what should be the purpose of all these things? To get out of the college. So the same way, what is the purpose of this world? Our existence in this world? To get out of this world. Some people are, not some people, 99.99% of people, they are just trying to make nice arrangements to stay in this world happily. That is not the purpose of one's life. The purpose of one's life is to get out of this world. So now in the fourth chapter, Krishna talks about how to get out of this world. What is the knowledge which will help you to get out of this world? So even the knowledge which is spoken in the second chapter, that is the knowledge of matter and spirit, the difference in matter and spirit, that will not help. That is not complete. Whereas in the fourth chapter, Krishna talks about the difference between him and the living entity. He gives the knowledge about himself. So there is knowledge of soul given in the second chapter. In the fourth chapter, what is Krishna giving? Knowledge about himself. That is called transcendental knowledge. Now, Krishna starts the whole chapter by talking about the history of Bhagavad Gita. So those of you who have got Bhagavad Gita, open the fourth chapter, you will find. How does Krishna start the fourth chapter? Imam Vivasvate Yogam. Says Imam. Imam means this yoga, this science. What I am going to speak to you. Proktavan Aham Avyayam. Proktavan means I spoke it. I spoke it to you, whom? Vivasvan. What kind of yoga is this? Avyaya yoga. Avyaya means what? Vyaya means what? What is the meaning of vyaya? Perishable. Avyaya means imperishable. So this imperishable science, imperishable knowledge, whereas the knowledge which you learn outside of physics, chemistry, mathematics, that is perishable knowledge. Because whatever is mathematics textbook now, after 10 years, that will not be the same textbook. It will be something else. What the theory present, scientist theory, later on somebody else will present another theory. So this is perishable science. But whereas nobody came and told, no, now I'll give a new Bhagavad Gita to you. No, the same Bhagavad Gita which is there right from the time Krishna spoke. So this is Avyaya Yoga. Imam Vivasvate Yogam Proktavan Aham Avyayam. I spoke this science originally to Vivasvan. Vivasvan give it to whom? Manu. Manu give it to whom? Ikshvaku. In this way, Krishna says to Arjuna, my dear Arjuna, I am not just speaking this to you for the first time. Originally, I spoke it to all these people. In this way, this science was coming down. How was it coming down? In parampara. That is why Krishna says, evam parampara praptam imam rajarishyo viduhu sakale neha mahata yogo nashta parantava. In this way, the king used to teach the successor, and ex-successor used to teach his successor. In this way, the knowledge used to come down in succession. But what happened as the time went by? It got lost. Nashta parantava. So to revive the same knowledge, I am speaking this science to you again. Saivayam mayatedhya. That is why it says, the same science which I have spoken to Manu, which I have spoken to Ikshvaku, which I have spoken to Manu, in this way the parampara continued, but some reason or other this parampara broke. That is why I am selecting you. Why am I selecting you? So this verse, the third verse, is very, very important. Why? In this verse, Krishna talks about the qualification of a person who can understand Bhagavad Gita. What is the qualification? The qualification is that he should be a devotee of Krishna. Non-devotees, though they may be PhDs in Bhagavad Gita, cannot understand Bhagavad Gita. We know the story of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taking a South India tour. How many of you know the story? And meeting the Brahmin. Okay. So many of you know the story, but still for some people who don't know the story, we tell the story. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went there, Sri Rangam, there was one Brahmin who was reading Bhagavad Gita and then crying profusely. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu noticed that some strange thing was happening. What was the strange thing? He was holding the Bhagavad Gita upside down. Then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked the Brahmin, "Oh, what is this? What are you doing here?" And this Brahmin told, "My spiritual master told me to read Bhagavad Gita daily. I am doing it. But I am so unfortunate that I don't know how to read it." And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked, "That's okay. I can understand that you cannot read because you are holding it upside down. You don't know what is top, what is bottom of this book." Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked, "Why are you crying?" At the time, actually, people were laughing at him. Many people were mocking at this Brahmin. Then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked, "Oh, why are you crying?" This Brahmin told, "As soon as I open this book, I see that the Lord of the three worlds is so compassionate that he has become the servant of his devotee." So, how compassionate is Krishna? So, thinking about the compassion of Krishna, I become so much overwhelmed in that situation, I feel like mine. Then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, "Actually, you are the person who has understood Bhagavad Gita." So, bhaktosi me saka cheti rahasyam. So, one should become a devotee of Krishna, then only he can enter into the proper understanding of Bhagavad Gita. There are so many so-called discourses on Bhagavad Gita, but they are all just contaminated with poison. Somebody was telling that this morning I was meeting somebody who attended my course, Bhagavad Gita course in Juve, and then discussing. Then that person was telling, "I am reading a book. In that book, whatever you are told, everything is there. It is a very wonderful book." Then I told, "I'll give you a glass of milk and then ask you to drink it. But only thing is, whatever milk, pure milk is there, at the same time there are a few drops of poison in it. Will you drink it? It's a glass of milk, but only a few drops of poison is there. I don't think you don't mind drinking that. It's milk. Oh, 90% is milk, only 10% is poison. Will you still drink it?" No. Isn't it? Even though it is just, you know, small, little bit milk, if it is pure, I am willing to take it. So, whatever I told, it is there in that book, but there is something extra, that is poisonous there. So, don't read that. So, immediately, that person understood and told, "Okay, I will not read that book anymore." Something like the book was God Speaks or something like that. Some book shows. So, bhaktosi me saka cheti rahasyam hidatam. Now, Krishna says, "My dear Arjuna, I am telling you this sign because you are my devotee." So, the more advanced you become in devotion, the more you can understand Bhagavad Gita. The more you understand Bhagavad Gita, the more advanced you become. So, advancement in devotional service is like this. The more you become advanced, the more better devotee you become, the better you understand Bhagavad Gita. The better you understand Bhagavad Gita, the better devotee you become. So both complements each other. So one should not just say, "Okay, when I become a devotee, I'll understand Bhagavad Gita." One person told me this. "Oh, that is true. When I become a devotee, I'll understand Bhagavad Gita." But who is stopping you from becoming a devotee? Like many of the people have this strange thing. When you talk about devotional aspects, why don't you? "Oh, Prabhupada, no, you are all very self-realized people. No, your thing is totally different. You are very advanced, you know, we cannot do it." Then Srila Prabhupada is the same thing. Then he told, "Who is stopping you from becoming advanced? Who is stopping you from performing devotional service? It is your own mind which is blocking." So anyhow, so here it gives a very important impetus for all of us that the more serious we become in devotion, the better we have the understanding of Bhagavad Gita. The better understanding we have of Bhagavad Gita, the more serious we become in devotional service. So now, Arjuna raises a question. This is an important question. My dear Krishna, you told that you spoke this science to Vivaswan. Says, Aparam bhavato janma param janma vivasvataha. Aparam bhavato janma param janma vivasvataha. Katamedat vijaniyam tomado pruktavaniti. This is the fourth verse. He says that Vivaswan is sun god. Sun god took birth millions of years back. And you took birth just, you know, few years back. At the time of the battlefield of Kurukshetra, when the battle was going on, Krishna's age was approximately, how much, anybody knows? About 125 years, that's what Prabhupada says. Because just after the Kurukshetra war, he went and then, you know, unwinded his past then. So, just 125 years back, he took birth, whereas Vivaswan took millions of years back. Now, how can I understand that you spoke this knowledge of Bhagavad Gita to Vivaswan? It's impossible. Vivaswan is not there now. How could I have spoken that? When you, before you took birth, he actually took birth. That is why he says, Aparam bhavato janma. Bhavato janma. Your janma was param janma vivasvata. Aparam. Aparam means afterwards. Your birth was after Vivaswan's birth. Param janma vivasvata. Vivaswan took birth before you. And katamedat vijaniyam. How can I understand that you spoke this science to him? It's a very nice question. But this question is also very technical. The question is, katam etat vijaniyam. What is the meaning of katam etat vijaniyam? What is the translation? How does Prabhupada write? How am I to understand? You read the translation. What does Prabhupada write? How am I to understand? That means, in other words, how can I understand? How can I understand? अरे ऐसे कैसे हो सकता है क्या बोल रहा है that Arjuna did not say this. अरे Vivaswan took birth before you, it's impossible. How can it be so? So his doubt was not how can it be. His doubt was the problem is not with you, the problem is with me. I am not able to understand. So many people say that something is wrong because they have not understood it. So they think that problem is with the other person. The mistake is somewhere else. Like if you see a mathematics problem, if you are not able to solve it, immediately what does the student say? There is something wrong with the problem. Just because of he was not able to solve the problem, what does he say? There is something wrong in the problem. Some data is not given. That is what he used to say. You know, sometimes in the physics examination, when the paper used to come, they read the question, they'll say, they don't know the solution to it. Then what happens immediately? There's some printing mistake. Some data is not given. There's something wrong in it. So this is materialistic tendency. So, but Arjuna is a devotee. So what is a devotee? As a devotee, he becomes introspective. What is the meaning of introspective? Anybody knows? Yeah, finding fault in oneself. If you don't know, we need not put the way like this, finding fault. We have to see what is wrong within oneself. What is wrong within oneself? So Arjuna started inquiring, there is something wrong in me that I am not able to understand. So please make me understand that this concept, that how you spoke this science before to Vivaswan. Now going further, what does Krishna say? Sri Bhagavan Vacha. So what is Krishna saying here? He says, Bahuni me vititani janmani tavacharjana tanyam veda sarvani natvam veta parantva. My dear Arjuna, I am going to explain this to you. Just listen. Bahuni me vititani janmani tavacharjana. Many births both of us have taken. You have taken and I also taken. But there is a difference between me and you. You know what is the difference? The difference is, you have forgotten whatever births you have taken. But whereas I have not forgotten it, I remember everything. So that is the difference between the living entity and the Supreme Lord. There are some kind of philosophers called the Mayavadi philosophers. If you read these books, Prabhupada books, every now and then you will find this word, Mayavadi. Mayavadi says so, Mayavadis are like this, Mayavadis are like this. So who are these people? So they are the people who say that the living entity or living it are the jivas and the Supreme Lord both are same. That is what they are preliminary. If you want to introduce them, that is what we can say. Jiveshwara Vadis. Jiva and Ishwara. Or Jiva is actually Ishwara, but is only forgotten it. Actually you are God, but the problem with you is you have forgotten that you are God. Just remember you are God, then all problems are solved. But actually they say that the real problem of this world, that is everybody is thinking that I am God. They say that this is a solution. Problem can never be a solution. So everybody in this world is trying to enjoy and trying to control. So trying to enjoy and control, this is the enjoying and controlling is the real propensity of the real nature of God. So now if somebody is trying to become God, that means he wants to control and enjoy. So Mayavadi is actually wrong in this concept. Wherever you try to control, that is the time you are having problems. The moment you try to enjoy, that is where the problems start. The solution to the problem is just to give up these two propensities. What are these two? One is controlling, enjoying. The more you try to control, the more things go against your will. You try to do, oh, everything should happen according to what I say, what I want. The more you think like this, the more you are in problem. The moment you think, oh, this is the thing I should enjoy. Actually, it has been absurd if you really think about your own life. The more you think that this belongs to me, I should enjoy this. It so happens after a few days you lose that definitely. You will not get it. So actually Krishna teaches you that you are not the enjoyer and you are not the controller. Every moment, every step you think about these two things. You are not the controller and you are not the enjoyer. That is what Krishna is teaching us. So this is the real position of Krishna. Living entity is not. So the difference between the living entity and the Supreme Lord is spoken by Krishna and in explaining that there is a difference between me and you. For example, he speaks about birth and activities. My dear Arjuna, you see your activities and your birth and my activities and my birth. You see the living entity's activities and their birth and my birth. They are transcendental. My birth is transcendental. He says, my birth is janma karma cha me divyam evam yo vetti tattvataha tekva deham punar janma neti mameti sorjana. Before that he says, ajo abhisannam ya atma mudanam ishrotsam prakritim swamishthaya sambhavami atma mayaya. And I come to this material world again and again and I take incarnation for the purpose of re-establishing religion. That is where in the fourth chapter you will find these two famous verses. Even kids in India, they know. What are the two famous verses? Idha. Everybody knows this verse. As soon as you speak this, I know this verse. That is what they say. There is one more famous verse which everybody knows. Only half of it, of course. What is that? Karmanivankar. That's all. After that? No, that's what it is. That's all. Nothing else further. So the Karmanivankar is there. And this Yadhaidharmasya. That they know. But they don't know the real purpose of Lord's incarnation. So, those of you who have got the workbook. So you will find some questions in the workbook. Open the fourth chapter. You have some questions there in the first section. So what you are supposed to do is just answer those questions during the whole week. Of course, the past four lessons are already done, but you have not done the questions. You should somehow make it up. That's all. All the answers to these questions will be found in the purports or the translations of Bhagavad Gita as it is. So those of you who have the workbook, just share with others. In the first section, are there any questions which you cannot answer or you don't know? We'll discuss this and then go further. Anybody? Just go through those questions. Anybody has some problem with any question? So you can answer all of them. Go to the second section. All are done. Your workbook. Okay, go to the second section. Now, in the second section, Krishna talks about how that he is the goal of all kinds of sacrifices. And he is the creator of Varnashrama. So from the 11th verse till the 15th verse, this is one section. He says, Yo yatamam etamam prapadyante tamsutaiva bhajamyam mama vartmanu vartante manushya partha sarvashah. So all the people are just following Krishna, and he is the person who reciprocates with others as the people reciprocate with him. Kamshanta karunam satyam yajante hideyata chipram chipram hi manushe loke siddhi bhavati karmaja. So people in this world are desiring immediate success. That is what they are doing. They are trying to worship demigods. So they don't know that the ultimate enjoyer is Krishna. So that is why he says that I am the source of everything. That is why he says, Chaturvarnyam maya sushtam gunakarma vibhagasha tasya kartarvam vidya kartarvam vayam. I am the person who established this Varnashrama Dharma. So what is this Varnashram Dharma? This Varnashram Dharma is 8 things. 4 ashramas and 4 varanas. So what are the 4 varanas? In English, varana is called the social system. And ashrama is called the spiritual system. What are the 4 divisions, or the 4 social divisions? Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya and Shudra. They are the social division. And what is the spiritual division? Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha and Sannyas. There is a spiritual division. So who created this? Krishna created this. So based on what did he create this? Guna karma. It is not janma karma. It is guna karma. It is neither guna janma. Janma word is not used. So these days, everybody is claiming that I am a Brahmin because I am born to a Brahmin family. But what is he doing? He is working in bar and restaurant. How can you be a Brahmin working for a bar and restaurant? You are worse than Shudra. You just cannot be so. So, like last time, somebody asked the same question. Yeah. And I told, just because somebody is born to a doctor, does he also become a doctor? No. The father may desire his son should become a doctor. But what to do? Man proposes, God disposes. The father is crying. Oh, my dear son, become a doctor. The son says, no, I'll become an MBA. So that is the problem in this world. You are not the controller. We are never the controllers. You desire that things should happen a particular way. You find exactly the opposite. It happens opposite. You want something to happen in a something you want to achieve. Exactly, you will achieve something opposite to it. So you are not the controller. Anyway, so Krishna says that I am the person who is establishing this Varnashrama Dharma. And everything comes out of me. Namaham karmani vipanti namai karma phaleshviha iti maam yubijanati karma vir nasabadhyate. Evam jnatva gatam dharma purvai rukshvi kuru karmaiva tasmatam purvai rukharam tam. So what is the essence of this section? He says that I am the goal of all the sacrifices whatever you do. I am the person who establishes Varnashram Dharma and all the activities should be directed towards me. The Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna. That is what he is saying in this particular section. At the end, in the 15th verse, he says, Evam jnatva kritam karma. So my dear Arjuna, know that I am transcendental to this Varnashrama Dharma. You see, the president is the creator of the law, but the president is beyond the law. If suppose president of the country does something wrong, what happens? You can go and arrest him? If he goes against the constitution? No. The law cannot arrest the president. First, the president has to be impeached. That means he should be... He will not resign. There is something called impeaching the president. He is removed from the post of a president. And then he is arrested. If the prime minister goes against the law, the police can enter his office and then arrest him and put him in jail. He can be the prime minister as well as prime minister in jail also. But the president cannot be so. If you are the president, that means first you have to be removed from the post of the president and then you are arrested. So Krishna is telling that I created this Varnashrama, but I am not a Brahmin, I am not a Kshatriya, I am beyond all this Varnashrama. Nobody can say. Can anybody say, Krishna, what Varna does he belong to? What was he? Was he a Kshatriya? He was a coward boy? What was he? Who was he? Very difficult to say. Anyhow, so Krishna is beyond his Varnashrama Dharma. So now going to the next section. So any question within this section which you cannot answer, or any points are there, just ask now itself. Otherwise when you go home you should not scratch your head. All questions can be solved, can be answered within that particular section. How many questions are there in this section? Only one question. Answer is known. Very easy. What is the question? Yeah, four divisions. Very simple. And this course is very simple. And Bhakti Shastri is waiting. Let us see you all there. I purposefully did not make these questions. Only just I gave the final touches. I asked Bhakti Shastri students to make these questions. I asked Krishna and Bhakti Mataji to make these questions. You know why? Because if I make those questions, I'll have only half a section of this class. Next week you'll find only half people are present here. I was just waiting, you know. They should make the questions and give it to me. Otherwise, my tendency is a little bit make things complicated. Okay, kim karma kim karma iti kavayo vetra mohita tato karma pravakshami yajnyatva mokshasya subha. So now in the next section, that is starting from 16th to 24th, Krishna talks about karma yoga. Now Krishna spoke about karma yoga before also. In which chapter did he speak karma yoga? Third chapter. Last chapter also he spoke about karma, and in the fourth chapter is also speaking about karma. Now what is the difference? Who can tell? That is the main point for this particular section. What is the difference between Karma Yoga in the third chapter and Karma Yoga in the fourth chapter or this section? Yes, anybody? Third chapter. Okay. Krishna in the third chapter he talks about how to perform detached work. So in which verse does he speak about detached work? in the third chapter. I told the whole thing in the third chapter is based on one verse. What is that verse? Okay, that is there. But the last one, the last sentence which I spoke last week, anybody remembers? 3:30? I spoke something about 3:30? So what? Mai sarvani karmani sanyasyadhyatma chetasa nirashya nirmavo bhutva yuddhaya. That is the verse, no? Okay. So in the 3:30, in the third chapter, 30th verse, Krishna speaks that one has to work for me. That's very good. But you are working for Krishna without knowing his glory. That is the third chapter. And in the fourth chapter, you are working for Krishna knowing who is Krishna. Knowing who is Krishna. Like you go to a restaurant, simple. The waiter serves you some food. Now, you daily go to the restaurant. The waiter comes to know more about you, who are you, and he serves you in a different way. Why? Because he knows you now. He knows you now. Earlier he used to serve only based on what? Duty. So there is a little bit progression from the third chapter to the fourth chapter. What is the progression? In the third chapter, just perform your duty, that is serving Krishna. In the fourth chapter, perform your duty of serving Krishna with, added with what? Knowing who is the person. Now we all know who is Krishna. Who is he? The Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because he already told Arjuna that I have taken many births and I am transcendental to these four varnas and ashramas. So the knowledge of Krishna is very important. So without knowledge of Krishna, if somebody does an activity that is not as much as purifying as one who performs devotional activities by knowing who is Krishna. Like there are many people who come to the temple, they pay obeisances, they pay dandavat. They just pay dandavat because any temple you go, you have to fall down. They also do that thing. They will get benefit. But one who knows that the Supreme Lord of the three worlds is standing in front of me and being conscious of the glory of Krishna, greatness of Krishna, and you pay dandavat, then you will get more benefit. So that is why we should try to know more about Krishna. There are some people who argue like this, especially people from UP are there, auto drivers. They speak so much of philosophy, especially when sadhus sit in the auto, that is the time when they get a lot of chance to speak philosophy. And they don't give an opportunity for you to speak. They go on speaking and chewing palm. Every signal, they stop and then spit the thumb and then go on speaking. So this real happened, this incident which happened. So then the auto driver was speaking. Then I told him, stop, I will speak now. Then I told, have you ever read Bhagavad Gita? Then I told, did you read any time? Then he told, he stopped the auto. And it is frozen. And he turned. See? Bhakti sab kuch hai. Ye sab cheeze gyan mein se kuch lena kya? Kuch zarurat nahi gyan mein ka. Bas Bhagwan se prem karo. I thought, he should be a gopi, you know. Some incarnations of gopi. It is true. That is what our philosophy says. Jnane prayasa, give up all kinds of endeavors of knowledge, just surrender to Krishna, just love Krishna. But the point is, To love a person, you should know who is he. Actually, by knowing and hearing about the Supreme Lord, we'll develop love towards him. There's some strange concept. Some people really speak. They are called Sahajiyas. They say, you don't have to know anything. You just have to love Krishna. It's not possible. You cannot love anybody without knowing about that person. Actually, by knowing more about the glory of the person, you start loving him more. To the point, to the extent, it takes you to such an extent that you love only because you love him, not because of you know him. That is the point. That is the absolute point. Where Krishna takes you to the end of the Bhagavad Gita in the 18th chapter. He says, that I have told so many things about me, this world, everything, but now just think about me, nothing else. Manmanava madbhakto madhyaji. But to reach to that point of manmanava madbhakto means always thinking of Krishna, always glorifying him, paying obeisance to him, you should know who is he. So in this fourth chapter, especially, Krishna gives very important knowledge about himself. Krishna reveals the knowledge about himself. Knowledge of Supreme Personality of Godhead is given here. So duty performed out of the knowledge of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that is having more value, or it gives you more benefit. That is why you find those devotees who study Prabhupada books, who read Bhagavatam regularly, their devotional service is giving them more result than those people who just perform devotional service like a performing. Even charity, when some people give charity, maybe he is giving charity, okay, take 10,000 rupees here, and later on somebody says, oh, we are doing this yajna, some chandi yajna, okay, take 10,000 rupees here. So there are some charity given like that also. So Krishna accepts that 10,000 rupees also, but the benefit for him will not be so much, because he just doesn't know whom is he giving to. What is the benefit he is attaining of doing all these things? So that is why for devotees it is very important to know the glory of Krishna. To know what Krishna speaks in these pages of Bhagavad Gita. The more you study, the more one becomes advanced, because he becomes more conscious. Like always talk about this fundamental thing. Everybody comes to the temple to have darshan. Kahan ja rahe darshan lene ke liye ja rahe. But do they know how to have darshan, how to take darshan? No. Many of them don't know. So you should know how to take darshan. How to have the darshan of the Lord. When you see, are you really seeing? Who are you seeing? You should know. You should be cognizant of them. When you're hearing, like hearing process is also there. Yesterday I was giving the example. Arjuna also heard Bhagavad Gita and there was a change in his heart. And Dhritarashtra also heard Bhagavad Gita. Was there any change in his heart? No change. Same Bhagavad Gita, but why? Why there was no change in the heart of Dhritarashtra? Because he was not a devotee. Because he was not knowing who actually Krishna was. Now, so 16th verse till the 24th verse, Krishna talks about karma. Karma means actions. How to perform action? Many verses. So, I will not go through all those verses. Just one verse I will take. Seems to be a little bit complicated and confusing verse. That verse I will take. That is the 24th verse itself. Brahmarpanam brahma ved brahmagno brahmana utam brahmevatena gantavyam brahma karma samana. So brahmarpanam brahma ved brahmagno, this is a prayer in many of the schools. Even in our school we had this as a prayer. I was not knowing that verse is from Bhagavad Gita. But used to chant this verse. Just imagine how many people are there like this verse, so ignorant of it. When I read this first time Bhagavad Gita, they told, hey, this is our school prayer. It's here. So, Brahmarpanam Brahma Havir Brahmagno Brahmanautam Brahmaiva Tena Gantavyam Brahma Karma Samadhina. So now, we all know that one has to perform his duty as a sacrifice. What is the meaning of sacrifice? Anybody knows? Yajna means what? Put some firewood, put some ghee, put some matchstick, there's a fire, and then say swaha, swaha, that's yajna. That's what people think. What is the meaning of yajna? Sacrifice. Simple meaning, so that a child can understand. Okay, now what? What are you going to offer? Yes, whatever is dear to you, you offer to Krishna. That is called sacrifice. Like in Kali Yuga, people give donation. Babu ji, hamare ghar mein ek dabba almara pada hai. Kaam ka nahi, woh le lijiyega. Daan mein. So something which becomes useless for him, that he is given in Kali Yuga as charity. So anyhow, he thought of Krishna to give to the temple. At least that's different. So that is actually not called sacrifice. As I am doing lot of tapasya. Why I am doing tapasya? Because the doctor told me he will fall sick. I am not eating today. It's not because it is Ekadashi, it is because I am dieting. So all these reasons may be there. But a sacrifice means you give up something which is very dear to you for Krishna. That is called sacrifice. Something which is not required to you, if you give it to Krishna, that is actually not called sacrifice. It should be understood. You may get some benefit out of it, but sacrifice means this. I love it, I have a lot of attachment to it, I think it is mine, it is all foolish. So how can I get rid of this foolish mentality of thinking that this is mine, that this is going to give me enjoyment, that this is the thing which I love, this is the thing which I am going to possess for lifelong? All these conceptions are actually foolish conceptions. What are the conceptions which we spoke? Number one is, this is mine. That is foolish. Number two is, what? This is going to give me enjoyment. No matter can give you enjoyment. Number three, this is going to be with me for ever. So Satchitananda, same thing is spoken in a different way. So we are going to teach all these connections in the Bhakti Shastri course. How to make the formulas which are there within the Bhagavad Gita or within the scriptures, conceptions, how to put them in a practical way. That is Bhakti Shastri syllabus. Anyhow, so these three conceptions which you have called, this all called Brahma, Vaikuntha Brahma, Ananda Brahma. Vaikuntha Brahma means what? This thing is going to be with me always. This is my house and I am going to stay here forever and ever. This house is mine and this is for my enjoyment. He doesn't know he has got 50 lakh rupees to pay as loan. What enjoyment? In the air conditioner, he is just thinking of how to pay the installment, monthly installments. So much of anxiety he has got. And he thinks, oh, this is for my enjoyment. There is no enjoyment there. Because you have air condition, but still inside there is fire burning. Suffering. So the whole next section talks about sacrifice. That is why we introduced this term called sacrifice. By doing sacrifice, what happens is we can purify ourselves and attain the knowledge. All these things are ignorance. What are these things? Number one is what?
Mine.
Number two? Enjoyment. Number three is?
Foreign.
So this is ignorance. So now I am in ignorance. Everybody is in ignorance. Now how to get out of this ignorance? There is no other way other than doing sacrifice. That is what Krishna says. So, from the next section, 25th verse to the 33rd verse, what is happening, what is being explained? How sacrifice leads to what? Transcendental knowledge. How sacrifice leads to transcendental knowledge. So open the 33rd verse. Find this word there, jnane parisamaptyate. You found that? Is it there? Note it down. Jnane parisamapyate. Now what is the meaning of it? Parisamapyate means what? Ends. Ends in what? Knowledge. What ends in knowledge? Sacrifice. So if you go on performing sacrifices, not the swaha swaha, that is also there. So if you go on performing these sacrifices, what will happen? You will attain transcendental knowledge. Now, Krishna in this section, he talks about four kinds of sacrifices. Now, who knows these four kinds of sacrifices which Krishna speaks? Bhakti Shastri students here? Anybody? Yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 Bhakti Shastri. 6. Bhakti Shastri students here. What are the four kinds of sacrifices which Krishna speaks? For four ashramas, he speaks four kinds of knowledge, four kinds of sacrifices. Venu Krishna Guru. Jnana Yajna. Or the Dravya Yajna, Tapo Yajna, Jnana Yajna, Swadhyaya Yajna, and the Jnana Yajna. Four kinds of sacrifices. So which verse is it mentioned in? 28th verse. You find the 28th verse, you have four kinds of sacrifices mentioned. So by doing these sacrifices, one comes to transcendental knowledge. Jnana Samparisamapyate, ends. Transcendental knowledge. What are the four kinds? Number one is called Dravya Yajna. Dravya means what? Possessions. You have rice, you have dal, you know, that material possessions. So everybody is attached. This is mine. And this is for my enjoyment. I am going to have this forever. Oh, this is all foolishness. What should I do? Then you give it to Krishna. By giving it to Krishna, what happens? Krishna will go inside your heart and then remove that contamination. So that is the purpose of actually giving charity, even taking charity also. So when the brahmacharis go and take charity, collect donations, it is not that they are collecting donation from them and then, you know, doing something. There is a nice, wonderful process is going on there. So this person is so much attached to money and is thinking, this is the thing which is going to give me all enjoyment, this is going to be with me always. But this brahmachari knows this is the thing which is going to give him trouble, this is not going to last with him, and this is not his. So what does brahmachari does? A good brahmachari. He goes and says, my dear sir, this is the cause of problem. So give it to Krishna, Krishna will drive away this ghost inside you. So then this grihastha will give him charity. Then the ghost reduces, the ghost goes up. So that is the dravya yajna. Now, this brahmachari is also supposed to do some sacrifice. What is that sacrifice for a brahmachari? He has to study. That is called swadhyaya yajna. This is the second yajna. Grihasthas are supposed to perform what? Dravya yajna. Oh, I give, you know, I give 10,000 rupees, so I don't have to come to this Oryu Bhavaita class. Ah, that doesn't work like that. Why? Because everybody has to do all the yajnas. But one yajna specifically, more should be done by different classes of people, different sections. Just because somebody has given you 10,000 rupees, that doesn't mean he gets the benefit of attending the Oryu class. It doesn't work. He has to attend it, study, write those questions and answers, then only you will get the benefit. Okay. Dravya yajna. Then there is Svadhyaya Yajna. Then sannyasis, what are they supposed to do? Jnana Yajna. They are supposed to go out and then distribute knowledge. Prabhupada told, sannyasis should not stay more than 3 days in a temple. One temple they stay for 3 days, immediately they go to another temple. And go on preaching around the world. And Tapo Yajna, who is supposed to perform Tapo Yajna? Vanaprastis are supposed to perform Tapo Yajna. Now you will find people are doing Hrida Pravesha at the age of 50. I bought a new house. I want all the sadhus to come and, you know, bless us. He is already 50-year-old. What kind of lived happily in this house? You should have done it at the age of 25 or 30. At least you should have enjoyed 20 years of staying in your own house. But at the age of 50, he is trying to have a loan. And what is this? This is crazy. So then it's the time you have to go do tapasya. Tapasya means to stay out of the house. Out of the house means go to some Tirthasthan, go to Mayapur, Jagannath Puri, stay there and have the darshan of the Lord. That is the time when you have to go out of the house. And that is the time people are trying to buy the house. That's Kali Yuga, what to do? Now, this section is over. Now Krishna, he gives a very wonderful point. That is the 34th verse. We are going to discuss these two verses and finish up for today. 34th verse. 34th and 35th. He says, now there is one more great way, highway to perform, get this knowledge. What is that highway to get this knowledge? Just approach a person who is already having that knowledge. One way is what? Trying to do all kinds of sacrifices and all. The other way is what? What? Just go to a person who already has got the knowledge. So that is why he speaks this famous verse. What is this verse? Tat viddhi pranipatena pariprashtena sevaya upadekshankite jnanam jnayanas tatvadarshina. So what does he say? That tat viddhi, if you want to know the absolute truth, if you want to have gain some knowledge, what you should do? Pranipatena. Pranipatena means what? Approach. Go and ask. Pariprashtena. Then ask questions. After approaching, you should do what? What are you supposed to do? You ask questions. Pariprashtena. Sevaya and then serve. Serve whom? Serve jnaninas. Tat viddhi pranipadena pranipashtena sevaya upadekshantite jnanam jnaninas tattvadarshana. Jnani, or a person who is already situated in transcendent knowledge, he will explain to you what is truth. That is why one has to approach a spiritual master. So this is a shortcut way of attaining knowledge of Krishna, Krishna consciousness. That is approach a spiritual master. That is why Bhaktira Samarasindhu says, Ado Guru Padashraya. In the beginning, what you are supposed to do? You have to take shelter of Guru, spiritual master. Now, what is the result of that knowledge? As soon as you attain this knowledge, what is the symptom of a person who has attained this knowledge? That is explained in the 35th verse. What is the 35th verse saying? What is the result? Yat jnatva means once you know this, na punar moham evam yashasi pandava. Na punar moham, you will not fall again into illusion. Na punar moham evam yashasi pandava. Yena bhutani seshani takshasyatman yathobhi. What does that mean? Just note one line there. That is the third line in the translation. We'll see that all living beings are parted parts of the Supreme, or in other words, they are mine. So that is the end of the fourth chapter. Krishna gives knowledge about himself initially. And then says, my dear Arjuna, there is a difference between me and the living entity. And then, what does he say? He speaks about how to perform activity with knowledge of Krishna. And then he says, this activity should be performed as a sacrifice. And what is the result of all the sacrifice? Attaining transcendental knowledge. And there is another way of attaining transcendental knowledge. How is it? By approaching a spiritual master. And what is the result of approaching a spiritual master? What should be the result of approaching a spiritual master? You should see everybody as part and parcel of Krishna. Or in other words, see that everybody is Krishna's. Then will you hate anybody? Just see. So, Bhagavad Gita is so wonderful. If you read it like this. Okay? So, any questions or anything that you want to ask? So now it's a huge job for you all for this week. Everybody is going to answer those questions which are given to you. Everybody is going to do it or not? How many of you are going to do it? Raise your hands. Not going to do it? There are some people who are not raised for both. What should I understand? They don't have the book. So those of you who can sacrifice the book, can sacrifice the book. Those who can come to temple and collect it from me tomorrow, if they are having the book today, they should give it to those people who cannot come to the temple tomorrow, the whole week. So who can come to temple and collect it tomorrow from me? Tomorrow from at least. They can collect it from them or from me also. Who have got the book and they can really collect it? Raise your hands. They can sacrifice the. So you can come and collect. So you have the book with you. So give it to this Manuji. So here, anybody is there? You can come and collect it. So anybody who would like to have? Okay. You give it to him. Sacrifice it to him. Okay, anybody else can do that sacrifice? Okay, you do sacrifice. Whom you want to give? Anybody is there who cannot come to temple the next 1 week? So it's okay. So now everybody, how many of you are going to answer the questions? Raise your hands. You're going to answer the questions? Probably you. Yeah, yeah. Raise your hand then. I want to see everybody. Okay, nice. That's good. Okay. I think time is over. Sorry, what is the time now? 1:15? Okay, 1:15. I'm very sharp in closing the class. And try to answer the previous ones also. In the next Sunday, when is the next Sunday? 16th. 16. Next Sunday, we are not going to do the 5th chapter. We will be doing the questions for the previous 4 lessons. Introduction, 1st chapter, 2nd chapter, 3rd chapter, questions. So, you try to answer them. If you don't find, some problems is there. Because the whole purpose of the course is to make you write the answer.